Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are closing the first chapter of the book of Romans today, where Paul says, "Who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." I'd like to point out both what Paul says and what Paul does not say. A lot can be learned by what is not said, even without even doing damage to the context. Look at what Paul does say, that these know the righteous judgment of God. Who are these? Well, most of this latter half of the first chapter of Romans, but particularly those whom God gave up to vile passions, those that didn't like to retain God and their knowledge. They're filled with all kinds of stuff in verses 29, 30, and 31. Everything from unrighteousness all the way to unmerciful. They know the righteous judgment of God. That's what they know. That those who practice such things are deserving of death. This is what they know. That those who practice such things deserve to die. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. That's what Paul says. What Paul does not say is that they will die. In fact, they've received the due penalty of the error which was due. They've been given over to their lusts. They've been turned over to the passions of their flesh. They've already received the due penalty. The due penalty is not that they will die. Otherwise, they haven't yet received the due penalty. Remember, they received the due penalty in verse 27. What man needs delivered of is a debased mind, from verse 28. And so there's a righteous judgment of God. They deserve to die, but Paul is going to introduce the righteous judgment of God as he goes. He's not there yet. He's getting to the main argument. Now, we're only in Romans 1:32. I don't think the main argument will surface until Romans 3:21, when Paul gives the transition. But now, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We'll get into all of that in the latter part of chapter 3, but notice that's the transition point of the book. Now God's righteousness has been revealed, that you can be free through faith in Christ. So even in Romans 1:32, the righteous judgment of God, they know that righteous judgment. They know if they practice these things, they deserve to die. But Paul's not going to put them under that. In fact, for those who spend their time judging everyone in Romans 1, the second chapter will include everyone else. So I think it's interesting that a lot of people will use Romans 1 to try to point out certain sins, and they'll miss the fact that in Romans chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, if you're judging others for these, don't you know you condemn yourself? So he's really going to declare everyone guilty, even those who don't think they have committed the particular sins of the first chapter. Also, that first chapter closes with the phrase, "Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." So Paul is saying, it's not only those who do them, but for those who consent with those who do them. And this Greek phrase is the same one used in Acts 8, when it talked about the clothes of those who stoned Stephen. They threw their cloaks at the feet of a man named Saul, who he consented with their actions. Even though he didn't do it, he consented with it. And so Paul is reminding people of his own guilt in the consenting with the death of Stephen and how that was just as bad as killing him. We'll go into chapter 2 with Paul tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.